Morning. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennett along with Steve Bakken, and we want to know what's on your mind. I want to know a little bit more than what's on your mind today. I need some explanation. I need a little help. Remember Friday when we were talking about farm and ranch logic and the common sense that's out there? I'm hoping we can tap into that today on this rainy day across the northern plains, and somebody can explain to me how you can be cold-hearted when you see a country that is financially on the verge of ruin. You know, I mean, you look at the fiscal condition in the United States of America, it'd be hard to say that it's anything other than, look at the stock market, just over some comments from Ben Bernanke here, for crying out loud, Steve. And this farm bill debate's going on, and they were at it late into the hours last night again. And the debate over the food stamps that we talked a little bit about with Kevin Cramer yesterday, remember that? Steve, can you hear me?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. You're flabbergasted like I am. I can tell. And so the debate last night was whether or not there should be a 3% reduction remaining in the House version on the food stamp program. Okay, 3% reduction. When we have trillions of dollars in debt, giant deficit, and they're arguing over, okay, no, we want no cuts. We want no cuts. 3% cut. Now, it survived. It did make it in the House version, and now so they got a less than 1% cut of the Senate version. But as you know, President Obama has threatened to veto over this. And Republicans, I think, are on the verge of losing this argument politically. They're looking like the cold-hearted types because, just so you know, the reductions, which is like $20 billion in reductions in the food program. Think of that when the amount of dollars that are going out there. It says if you are a violent criminal, you can't get food stamps. Is that cold-hearted?
Absolutely not.
It says it says we should just automatically put people on food stamps when they
Although the answer to that is, Scott, the answer to that would be that, if you have trouble finding food and you can't go on food stamps, then that might lend itself to recidivism. So you might have to go out and steal to get food.
Oh.
I guess that would be the argument there.
The other way the reductions come, it says that, you know, you don't just automatically go on food stamps because you're on some other food program, because that's sort of the cycle of dependency where they get your hooks on, oh, if you're applying for this, you must need this, so here you go. You know, rather than saying, look, if the program's there and if, the bottom line is anybody that truly needs it should get it. That's the genius of America, where you take care of the poorest among us. But the idea that violent criminals ought to get it, that it can grow 100%, food stamp program is growing 100% of the time that, you know, there's been a less than 16% growth in the welfare rolls. This is just crazy.
And that's another great example of a great idea, a great thought. You know, let's help out some people that need help. Not a problem with that. Then the government gets involved. And then what happens to that program? You flush it right down the toilet.
Here's what I'd love. If you yourself believe this is heartless on the part of Republicans, help me understand how it's heartless to want to say, look, we've got, if we can't do this, we can't do anything. We can't accomplish anything in the way of any kind of reforms at all. We're doomed for failure. We're whistling past the graveyard here. If you can't say no, let's put some modest reforms, a 3% reduction. This thing's doubled. The amount of food stamp spending has doubled in the Obama administration. Doubled. And we're simply saying, look, we're broke, and we have to find some reform somewhere. So they pass a 3% cut, and it's just hues and cries and screeches. But if you're in that camp, I want to understand. I just, because it defies logic, as you can tell, I'm a little agitated today because I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Scott, here's my question, though. Has it doubled because the economy was that bad and so many people were out of jobs? Or has it doubled because the system is trying to get more people into the system?
Both, probably. You know, I mean, again, I think there's a reason that it's up, because the economy is where it is. You can't look at the unemployment report and not see there's some connection there. The point is, when we're giving it to violent criminals, when we're automatically just handing it out to people that don't even ask for it, clearly there's the ability to trim. And I don't understand it at all. And by the way, the Democrats will win on this argument politically. They will. That's why the president's vetoing this. They see this as a political winner for him. And I see this debate, set aside whether it's smart to cut it or not, to politically say, wait a minute, we ought to be cutting everything. And this isn't even real cut. This is just a reform of the program that allows them to spend less, that they call a cut. in Washington, D.C. Do me a favor, and I don't want an argument. I just want to understand anybody that thinks in this environment 3% cut is heartless, it's horrible, it's awful, that putting these reforms in makes these folks monsters, because that's pretty much the argument that you're getting. 800-228-0550. We should maybe, before we just open up the phone lines and find out what's on your mind and find out what's on Steve's mind today, also tell you who our guests will be today on the program, because we're going to talk with a couple of school board members from Bismarck. They have put forward a proposal to reduce the amount of spending. They are, they say, heeding the call, if you will, from the legislature to tighten that belt and make sure that the vast majority of the dollars that are being sent from the state back to the subdivisions locally actually do find their way to homeowners, to property owners, in the way of real reductions. The idea being, if they actually see it and it's there, it's real, it would lessen the chance that some major reform would be pushed forward, maybe a round two of measure two. So we'll talk with them about that at the bottom of the hour. Also, next hour, we're going to talk with the woman who is a whistleblower on the awful things that are going on out at Spirit Lake. And she was the subject of a PBS documentary. Robin Poorbear is her name. She will join us to talk about this, because we have another mysterious death at Spirit Lake. And but for her, we might not have the focus we do have on this awful situation going on out there. So we promised we'd find out more about it. We will today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. And Wayne in Bismarck wants to weigh in, and then we'll find out what Steve has on his mind. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
I'm good today. I have some questions kind of as a preview for your school board members. This really ties into your conversation on the food stamp program, too. The public needs to be educated that, first of all, and tying into the school situation, the state appropriated what is outlined to be a 40% property tax reduction for property owners in the state of North Dakota via their formula for school funding. This morning I got up, and the first thing I heard was KFYR announced on the television that the school board had announced in Bismarck that there's a wonderful thing happening in Bismarck, that the Bismarck schools are going to have a 20% reduction in property taxes. This is what happened back in 2009 through 2012, or actually going through into 2013, is that the property tax people never got much of that relief that was funded by the state. Where my question is where did the other 20% go this time? They already announced that they're not going to give us but half of what the state intended for us property tax owners to get. So where is the other 20%? Why aren't we getting it? It was clearly outlined in the bill that this is supposed to directly go to the property tax relief, you know, formulas for people. And yet the Bismarck schools are spinning it on the media as being a wonderful thing that they're only giving 20%. So where is the other 20% is what I'd like to ask those board members.
Well, feel free to call back and ask that question, or we'll ask that question for you. That's why we're having them in here.
Please do.
They're actually doing it, from everything I've looked at and had the discussions with, a little bit better than some of the other school boards across the state. Do you think Measure 2 is going to come back, Wayne? Do you think there's a possibility, and would you support it if it did?
This time around, I would support it wholeheartedly. I was not a proponent last time. I thought it needed some fixes, but If the local governments, such as this announcement this morning, are going to continue to do this and abuse the system, it is going to get wholehearted support this time. And it is going to be at no one's fault except for these local government misuses of these appropriations.
Wayne, were you looking for property tax relief or reform?
I was personally a proponent of property tax reform. The system is broken in the formulas that we have now. It's too complex. It doesn't need to be this complex. A simple percent of your property value is all we need. When you start dealing with mills and valuations, you open up the door to a lot of manipulation, and a lot of that has been going on. And trust me, I'm not this worst case scenario guy. I know this stuff inside and out when it comes to property tax, and I see it happening. Basically, they make a square peg fit in a round hole, no matter what, is what it boils down to. So this Measure 2 will have good, strong support, if the public is educated to what's really going on there.
All right, we'll see if others agree with you, Wayne. And by the way, we will have two school board members on, the president, the past president, and current board members. So we'll ask him to answer that specifically. Is 20% enough when, as you say, the state was targeting 40%? Appreciate the call and see if others agree. Gabe and Fargo wants to talk about the farm bill. Ruth and Grafton wants to talk about the price of medicine. We got a lot of examples of what's on your mind today, and that's why we're here. 800-228-0550 with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnan. Back to your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hinnan. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind? Radio.com. If you have any questions, like to get to our Facebook or Twitter feed, you can do that through that site as well. Back to the phone calls. Gabe in Fargo, what's on your mind today? Gabe, are you there? Let's go to Ruth in Grafton. Ruth.
Hello?
Oh, Gabe. Gabe, you're back. What's on your mind today, Gabe?
Oh, well, I was just going to bring up, you know, the issue about the Farm Bill actually shows one of the major problems of how a lot of legislation gets worked out in Washington. And the thing is that whenever legislation gets introduced or proposed, they end up attaching all this other stuff to the legislation, which has nothing to do with the specific issue at hand. And this has been a major problem with all, you know, with a lot of the pork barrel spending and everything like that that goes on, you know, a lot of the different grandstanding techniques that are used in order to get bills to pass. And so the major problem as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to this, is if we're going to vote for welfare, well, why don't we just vote for welfare right off the top? If we're going to vote for a farm bill, why don't we vote for an actual farm bill that's dedicated to nothing but 100% agriculture right off the top? We need to have bills that are clearly marked. We have to have legislation that's clearly marked that says, okay, this is what this is actually about. And if you don't have that, then you're going to have major. Then all you're doing is you're just, you know, playing around with people's minds on stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that within the political process I've often questioned. To me, from the outside looking in, it would be much simpler if you had a bill for X and you voted on X. Things turn into Christmas trees, and there's so much junk heaped in there that different components get encumbering upon other components. That's part of the problem with the process, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and then just one other thing real quick. By the way, I was at the installment consecration ceremony for Bishop Bolda yesterday, and that was just an astronomically amazing event. I mean, it was glorious and very historic, I might add, too.
Only the eighth best bishop in the history of the Fargo Diocese. Think about that. It's pretty extraordinary to think
about.
Yeah,
well, he was the first soulmate bishop by Pope Francis in the U.S.
Yeah, there's quite a distinction as well. Bishop Aquila was there, Bishop Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese, a number of other bishops, a few archbishops. Quite a momentous day. You're absolutely right, and I'm with you, by the way, on the politics of that farm bill. Don't get it, Gabe. Appreciate the call, Ruth.
Thanks.
Grafton, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Ruth?
Well, I'd like to know. I've been listening to you for an awful lot of years, and I haven't heard anything about the high cost of medicine and why. My asthma medicine alone costs almost $200 a month.
You know, prescription drugs are unfortunately a high-ticket item, and the innovation that comes with them, the life-changing things you get with them, come with a price tag, and so they are high. What would you, if you had a magic wand to solve it, Ruth? What should be a better way we do this?
Well, I think if we get the cost of medicine down, we wouldn't have to have Obama's health care. I have to have two insurances plus my Medicare in order to cover my medications. And one medication, they wanted $255 a month plus all this.
It is, there's no easy answer there. I mean,
there's an easy answer.
What is it? What's the easy answer?
Cut the price of medication. Who's getting rich on this?
Well, when you say cut the price of medication, in other words, if I don't know who makes the medicine you use for asthma, but let's say it's Pfizer. If Pfizer is saying, okay, here's a product, here's what we can get for that product, takes the dollars they get from that product, then puts that into research and development and uses it to cure cancer, uses it to cure some other disease out there. That's a good thing, right? So I mean, in other words, I think
like a good thing. But tell you the truth about it, I have a sister that works for a big medical firm. And one year I read in the paper where they gave, I won't tell you who it was, but it was our enemy, and they gave them $25,000 to build a building.
You know, there's a big disconnect in the system in the fact that it is a free market. But you're not going to turn out a product that's not profitable either. So some of the diseases that could get cured because they're so rare do fall through the cracks on that. Now, to me, the way you fix that is through the insurance company. Look at how many medications, if you're paying cash out of pocket, they're one price. If they're going through your insurance company, it's an entirely different price. I run through that with a dog I have that's got diabetes. If I was to run the insulin through my insurance company, it's going to be at one rate. I pay cash for it because my dog, of course, isn't on insurance. Guess what? It's a different price. That's part of the problem, Ruth.
Well, I always paid cash for my medication until it got so high I couldn't do it any longer.
So you don't run it through any insurance?
I do now. I have to. My medications cost around $300 a month.
What kind of a bind does that put you on? Are you on a fixed income? Does that really cut into your...
A month.
How much?
$1,000.
And so that's really a big burden on you.
Well, yeah.
But the only thing I would caution is the idea that, okay, hey, companies charge less for it. Now, your example about $25,000, some donation obviously might be an anecdotal thing, but the vast majority of the dollars that the profits from these companies generate go back into more research and more development. And, you know, I mean, if you look at today versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, the advances, the things you can, you know, with medicine improve, it's improve the quality of life. It makes us live longer. There's a lot of good that comes out of that. There's a cost to that. You know, the idea that, okay, well, we want this and you know, we don't want it to cost anything just isn't America. So that's the challenge in saying that the companies ought to charge less. They obviously are determining what the market is for it and what the market will bear and how many dollars it can return so they can do more research. So I don't automatically, you know, that debate came up a lot during the whole, why does Canada charge one price and in America another? Well, because, you know, the United States is a ginormous part of the pharmaceutical market compared to Canada being a little bit. So the companies go along with the price controls that are in Canada. If you impose those in the United States, what you would do is suppress innovation and there'd be less advances in medicine. So it's not an easy one, just to say the companies ought to charge less. Yes, Ruth?
Aren't we getting there already? We got the same medication in America that they're having in Canada because we got the same problem. I don't know if I'm making myself clear here or not, but Canada has socialized medicine, and that's what we're coming into in America, and we're allowing it because we keep allowing the high cost to go up.
Yeah, but I think the reason the costs are up is us, right? We're using and accessing more and more medicine. I mean, you know, and I would argue that one of the reasons we do that, Ruth, is because, you know, if you go in to see your doctor, he's going to give you every possible test in the world because he doesn't want you to sue him because, you know, the medical malpractice rates are through the roof. So the system's a mess. But I don't think the answer is going towards social medicine. But you're right. We're going that way. That's certainly the push. That comes back to this food stamp thing, Steve, if you ask me.
Right.
This is all about getting people addicted to some level of government program, whether it means I want my prescription less or whether I want my food stamps. Not the America I know and love. Appreciate the calls, comments. Thanks, Ruth. We'll take a break. Back with more with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Local school spending when we come back.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about local control, school board spending, one of the school districts that may be doing it right. I haven't seen a whole lot of examples from around the rest of the state, but in Bismarck, we're going to find out what they're doing to try to keep property taxes down. One more quick caller before we get to our guest, Craig in Watford City. What is on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. I heard you correctly suggesting the 3% reduction in the budget, which Mr. Obama didn't want. And I wanted to mention a movie called Idiocracy. It was made around 2005 or 6, and it would have been enormously popular, but it was actually stopped from being distributed in the normal system. And I think why is because it hit too close to home. It was a hit nonetheless. And in the movie, there was a black president. He had shoulder length hair, but unlike Mr. Obama, he was a weightlifter. Very, very popular. And he came into the House of Congress, I guess, and gave a joint session speech and shot a machine gun into the air. And he said that the smartest man in the world was going to solve the country's problems, and that fellow had an IQ of 106.
And that was Luke Wilson's character.
Yeah, that's right. It's on YouTube. Yep. People can just type in Idiocracy. But the interesting thing is it was stopped from being distributed in the normal system because it just hit too close to home, even back in 2005 or so, whenever it was released.
Yeah, I think it is hitting too close to home. It's one of those movies that is a horrible B-movie. It is bad. It's very bad. But it's very prophetic. It seems like it's coming... coming to fruition. It's kind of lending itself into the dumbing down of America, and it kind of points to the direction of, really? Could we be going here? It possibly does. Craig, thanks for the phone call. Turned into one of my favorite movies.
And on the larger point, I'm with Craig and scratching my head over a fight and demagoguing over a 3% reduction. Still looking, by the way, for someone that can explain that to me. But we're going to switch gears here and talk a little bit about spending, but spending at the local level. Bismarck School Board President Steve Marquardt and the past president and also still a board member of the Bismarck School Board, Lawrence King, are with us in studio. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
So tell us what took place at the school board last night and what you're doing in heeding the call of lowering property taxes that the legislature's asked for.
Thanks, Scott. Lawrence King here. Let me just kind of give you a quick overview. Last night, we really didn't take any specific action. What we did is, at the last board meeting, there were more enhancement requests that had come in, and we wanted to step back as a board and say, wait a minute, we want to get a big picture on where we can be at the end of the day as far as budget-wise in order to make sure we can pass through real property tax relief. And that's really what we did last night, was get some information regarding where we're at. And if I can, you know, as I was driving up here, I actually heard Wayne's question regarding the legislature's 40% relief and where that other 20% went. And I think that's the question. It's a great question. Let me quickly answer it if I can. First, the 40% that the legislature talked about for property tax relief is in general fund dollars. And right now, based on the numbers we're looking at now, we're looking at passing on about a 37.4% reduction in the general fund balance. And so the answer to Wayne's question is, out of that 40, really 37.4% is being passed through. What happens is districts have building funds and existing debt, which in this case...
Lawrence, you still there? Steve, we lost Lawrence there. Okay, we lost our connection somehow to Lawrence, Steve, and Steve. We got two Steves on. Steve Marquardt is the current president of the Bismarck School Board, and Lawrence King is a past president and current Bismarck board member, and that's who you were hearing from explaining. And just to recap, in case you did miss it, our first call of the day earlier in the hour came from a gentleman who said, wait a minute here, you can't on one hand say we're great because we're doing a 20% reduction in our spending, in our mill levy, because the legislature is asking for 40%. So why is, in this case, the Bismarck School Board ballyhooing a 20% reduction when the legislature asked for a 40% reduction? And what Lawrence was doing was just in the middle of explaining how the difference in the what they're doing is actually a 37.4, I think was his number, 37.4% reduction in the general fund, but the math is obviously in the overall spending, brings it down about 20%. So we'll get that reconnected with those gentlemen and allow you to weigh in. In the meantime, we have asked the question, are you seeing enough action? Like, I mean, the credit here I'll give to the Bismarck School Board is they're taking action. They're saying, okay, they're being proactive about it. It's sort of like, you know, being out front to say, we heard them. They want a reduction in property tax relief because of the dollars they put forward, $1 billion tax reduction proposal, lion's share of that property tax relief from the legislature that's going back to the local subdivisions. That's your school board. That's your city. That's your county. Now, act. County commissions act, school boards act, city councils act, and if you don't, then Measure 2 comes back. So the question today for Bismarck residents is, okay, is that enough? Is that enough to have you not want to mandate additional reforms and have a Measure 2 debate all over again? Our telephone number, by the way, if you want to weigh in on this while we wait to reconnect with our guests, 800-255-0550 is our telephone number. And you can give us a call locally, 701-258-0550. The toll-free number again, sorry, 800-228-0550. Toll-free at 800-228-0550. And the local number is 701-258-0550. So we have some technical difficulties, evidently a power outage at the K-Fire Studios, so that's why we lost those guys, and we're going to get them on the phone here with us so we can continue the conversation. Okay. So, Steve, are you back by phone?
Yep, I'm with you, and Lawrence is in the process of, we'll be able to finish his his sentence that he was working on.
Yeah, no, I was explaining, he was doing a pretty good job of explaining the math on how a general fund reduction is different than an overall reduction, and we'd get to the bottom. Did the power go out? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, Elton, everything just went dead. So.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, Lawrence, go ahead and pick up where you left off there, if you would. We lost you right when you were explaining how this is a 37.4% reduction in the general fund and the difference in the 20% number that Wayne was talking about.
Yeah, no, we called in our cell phones now, so we'll be back on. Yeah, the general fund reduction that we're attempting to pass on is 37.4%. And some of the other part of your budget's building fund existing debt make up about 5.5%. So we're really trying to pass on a real number of about 32%. But of the general fund, if you want to compare apples to apples, which Wayne wanted to do, it's really 37.4. The way we get to the 20 is we wanted to make sure that people understood exactly the effect that it would have at the end of the day. There's actually an 11% increase in market values. And so if the legislature had done nothing, there would have been a significant increase or an 11% increase in the taxation itself. So that's got to be taken into consideration as well. The other big aspect of that is Bismarck community supported a bond of $86 million. And that amounts to about a 14.3 mil number. And so that's where that other takes us down to a 20.5%. And so we've got that portion in there as well. And I think that really tries to answer Wayne's question, which is a good question.
And Steve, does this, I mean, in other words, folks see $1 billion in tax relief going back, the lion's share of that property tax relief, they want to see that dollar for dollar on their property tax bill. Otherwise, they say, well, wait a minute, this is getting chewed up in other things. I mean, with your action, Bismarck, school board, the mill levy, are they going to see that, for what you're getting from the state? Are those dollars passed through to Bismarck property owners?
Basically, what the real numbers are, what like Ted Lawrence had come up with, you're just, and these are all just proposed numbers that that we're working with. We still have to keep in mind that we still have schools to run, and the salaries to pay and all that. But as far as this is what we kind of need to be at and what we want to be able to get property tax owners back, and then on that, roughly I think it's $166,000 house is kind of what we figured on last night as an average. You're looking at about $191, that we get back. So,
explain the difference. There's two numbers when I look at the graph charts: the 32% and then the 20.5%. The 20.5% is with the bond, and really in real money, that when you're looking at real numbers and real money, that doesn't play in because that's something that was special passed by the citizens of Bismarck.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really the key. When you're looking at that 20.5, you're doing several things. You're building three new schools with a bond that was passed by this community. And so that plays into that. And you have an 11% increase in valuation. So even with an 11% value increase, even with the bond, even with all of those other factors, still there's a 20% actual reduction. And we could have simply come out and really emphasized it's a 37.4% reduction in the general fund dollars that we're trying to pass on, which it is. But the reality, and Wayne's question was, at the end of the day, what are we actually going to feel? We want to make sure that they understand that 20% reduction, which they will actually feel, and the reason for it. And that reason for it really is the other issues I've already just mentioned.
There seems to be a fair amount of sentiment still for Measure 2, and obviously it's early. The dollars just allocated by the legislature, in the last, a session that just wrapped up a month or so ago. So you obviously are being proactive in Bismarck, but it's going to take similar action at every political subdivision level to prevent a Measure 2 from the sentiment we're picking up. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. And regardless of Measure 2 and the other issues, I think our concern is our constituents and making sure that they get that property tax relief that they're interested in looking at. And so regardless of that, I think it's important for us to take this step and take it early on. And I'd also agree with you that, it's not just the Bismarck Public School District, although we have a big share of the property tax. I think the city and the county, and of all counties throughout the state are going to have to look at that, given the increased property valuation. So you're going to have a massive increase in the valuations, which is generally going to trigger that tax increase or an increase dollar at the end of the day. But here, you're still going to see that reduction. And so I hope that all the political subdivisions take as hard a look as they can at that issue.
We'll take a short break, come back with more of our conversation with Bismarck School Board President Steve Marquardt and the former president, current member Lawrence King, who are stepping up to the plate on property tax reductions at the school board level in Bismarck. And any questions or comments, welcome from them. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hammond.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. If somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. All the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital in North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Marconi days here, because the K-Fire Studios without power. No power yet,
There's
Steve?
There's a crane operator around here that's gone rogue or something.
Is that the story? Crane operator knocked out some power or what?
No, that was last week. A crane operator had a little incident, a little accident, but we're trying to figure it out here. I was going to actually go hook up another piece of equipment in another room, and then power went out again. It was dark in the building.
Anyway, so...
Candle.
Those online listeners have still got us, but... Otherwise, some folks that normally listen to 550 KFIR do not, but otherwise the others do. Obviously, 910 KCJB, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 in the Bakken as well. And we continue our conversation with Bismarck School Board President Steve Marquardt, the past president, current Bismarck board member Lawrence King, talking about their... really, this is a push, guys, isn't it? I mean, this is saying... Hey, we hear you, legislature. We're going to go to work, and we're going to make sure you see those tax dollars. Obviously, the action isn't there yet, but the important thing is here you're setting a goal and going to strive for a number and ultimately make this happen. Is that fair?
That's a fair statement to say. I mean, you know, basically, like I had it mentioned earlier, you know, we've got buildings and stuff. We've got new buildings that we're, putting up, and we just, it being a whole open process the whole way through, listening to the legislators, you know, this is, we wanted to get out in front and say, hey, this is what this is what we're doing, this is what we're looking at, and these are the numbers that we're kind of coming up with. And like I said, everything is preliminary as of this point, but, you know, this is the idea behind it, and to get out in front of that, like I said, we've been open as a board and through the whole process, and to stay that way, this is what we need to do.
This, Mark, was a little bit of a different scenario because we just had the bond initiative for the three new schools that passed last fall. How much of an incumbency is there? Do you feel that when Measure 2 didn't pass, did you feel that there was some sort of a mandate from the people of Bismarck, you know, within the school district that said, yeah, we're going to give you the school, but keep an eye on our taxes. Try to keep those property taxes low. Did you get some sense of they were trusting you, try to keep those taxes low, given that we need three new schools? And when I look at the numbers, I don't know if three new schools is enough in Bismarck.
Well, the numbers that are coming in currently, and we keep attendance or enrollment numbers in front of us at every board meeting, and then we get them biweekly once in a while, too. And the numbers are still coming in very strong. So with your question of, you know, do we have enough schools, it's possible in a couple of years, probably 3 years, you know, we don't know for sure the thing where those numbers are at. We possibly will have to build more schools eventually, but yeah, and when we were out discussing that, you know, the bond and later to that, like you said, they were, you know, we'll give you the three schools, but yeah, you know, watch our property taxes, and I think we heard that. But, you know, being an open process, I think that was one thing nice, meeting with the community as much as we did, and to get that feedback, I think that helped us out as far as to understand some of those local issues and the keep it a local control, which we as the board, of course, like.
Yeah, let me just jump in, Lawrence, again, just to add one thing, really answer your question, Steve. You know, I don't think this is in response to Measure 2. I don't think it's in response to anything else. I think it's, as a board, we're simply trying to do the best we can for all of our constituents, and most of our constituents are taxpayers as well. So as a taxpayer myself, that's always in the back of my mind. So, you know, yeah, certainly the discussion that was had an impact on that, but the reality is I think we're trying to just perform our job as a board and try and provide services for the schools and students and do it in an economical way.
A question we asked on Facebook, though, is if your school board, your city, or county commission do not lower property taxes, will you support another Measure 2 effort? Janet says, not only support it, I'll work for it. Myrna says they're already asking for volunteers. Scott says the biggest scare tactic last time was losing local control. Most of the money now comes from Bismarck anyway, and we haven't lost teachers, firemen, or police. It's obvious the local governments don't have control of their spending. I will support it. Paul says in a heartbeat. Tom says absolutely. Kevin says yes. What kind of participation do you get? How many people are in the audience? How many people are asking questions about the budget, questioning, just civic parents, folks out there not involved, not there because they have to, they're elected, but actually, are people paying attention to your budget and the level of spending and what you're doing on a regular basis as part of these meetings month in and month out in Bismarck, gentlemen?
Well, let me jump in and answer that. First of all, you know, I think we have all of the budget information that is online, so they can certainly look at it. Who actually comes to our meetings is probably less. I think they get their information out to us in advance and their concerns. But let me just comment on your reference to the Facebook comments. In essence, the legislature has just finished its work, has passed it on to the local boards, and if you have people who are already saying, listen, it's a failure and we're going to go ahead and do it Measure 2, that seems a little ironic to me because the local boards haven't even addressed those issues yet. We're one of the first that's trying to push this. So if they're already saying it's been a failure, I think they're jumping the gun a little bit and not actually looking at those local boards, getting involved and voicing the concerns, and in essence have kind of a, unfortunately, a preconceived notion of where that's going to end up.
How about prior to this? Obviously, this property tax relief situation from the state back to the local subdivisions is not new. I mean, are you hearing from folks that say it's not enough? I want more?
Well, you know, I think we've heard of, I've heard it from both sides. I've heard some people who are saying that we need to have more, and some saying, listen, we really need to have more buildings and no issues.
To be continued. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us, and it'll be interesting to see if others follow Bismarck's lead. Thanks for the time today.
Sure, thank you, Scott.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.